Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, I'll start with the Irish Independent and government formation talks lead the way there. Fianna Fáil to play hardball over Taoiseach rotation split. Thánaise and Micheál Martin is preparing to get tough with Fine Gael over the posts of rotating Taoiseach and policies to be acted on by the new government. Fine Gael wants a 2.5 year divide on the role, similar to the arrangement in the outgoing government, but it's understood Fianna Fáil will want its 10-seat advantage to be reflected in the carve-up of time for the Taoiseach, with party sources saying the election result was not 50-50. And it's interesting that the focus should be on the rotating Taoiseach, given all the other challenges facing the country. I don't know how the electorate feels about that being the real focus of tension between the two major parties. The Irish Examiner, it has a series of leads here, and the Irish drug gangs laundered 50 million euro via Russian networks. Irish drug gangs were sending at least 2 million euro per month over recent years into Russian money laundering networks targeted in a British-US security operation. Estimates suggest that in the region of 50 million euro may have been laundered by Irish organised crime groups, including the Kinahan cartel, through the global networks. Also, there is Vanessa's death shows how easy it is for life to disappear. And this is a report by Owen English that the fatal assault of the vulnerable woman at a soup kitchen in Cork City has broken hearts and broken spirits. A leading homeless campaigner has said. Katrina Toomey of the Cork Penny Dinner says the tragic case of Vanessa O'Callaghan highlights the need for another emergency homeless shelter in the city and for a massive increase in wraparound supports for homeless people, especially women. The other story that takes the headline there in the front of the Examiner, rural rents rise up to 20%. Parts of rural Ireland are seeing rents raised to eye-watering levels, with some counties posting increases of close to 20%. A new report shows rents in areas outside rent pressure zones are increasing at a rapid rate, particularly in cases where a new tenant has taken over a rental. That's the front of the Examiner. The Irish Times, well, it leads with Fianna Fáil wants Martin to be Taoiseach first and for longer. So a similar angle being taken on the government formation talks. Fianna Fáil will push for Micheál Martin to be the Taoiseach for the first period of the new government. The party will also want its leader to have a longer stint at the helm and would like extra sway at the cabinet. Another interesting story on the front page of the Irish Times. Children in mixed schools have more friends, a study has found. Children have more friends in co-educational than single-sex schools, according to research. The findings are contained in the latest results from a landmark longitudinal study, Children's School Lives, undertaken by UCD's School of Education, which is following 4,000 children across 200 primary schools. The study released today focuses on the impact of gender at schools and is based on surveys of children, teachers and parents, as well as focus groups with children and intensive immersion in some classrooms. Overall, it found girls' friendships are closer, while boys are more likely to emphasise popularity in their social networks. These patterns are strongest in single-sex schools. That story on the front of the Irish Times. A lot of the tabloids then, well, they go with the McGregor case, the civil action that was taken by Nikita Hand, and the headline on the Herald, "The Notorious Mouth Must Pay," is their headline. McGregor on the hook for 1.5 million is the Daily Mail's take, the Irish Daily Mail, that is, of course. McGregor hit with Nikita costs is the headline on the Irish Sun. And then the Irish Daily Mirror, it says McGregor 1.5 million euro hit. I remember Frank Graney, our News Talk reporter, saying yesterday that the legal costs would be eye-watering. McGregor gets Kanga hammered is the headline on the Irish Daily Star. And they are the tabloids headlines today focusing on the McGregor case. Well, plenty of news inside the papers as well. Inside the Irish Times, Gardaí say law around photos too restrictive. Gardaí investigations into serious crimes are being seriously undermined by data protection regulations and legislation limiting the force's ability to publicly share images and CCTV of suspects, senior officers have told the Irish Times. The release last month of 99 images of persons of interest from the Dublin City riots has been welcomed by Garda investigators, with names nominated for 90 of those people. And the Garda headquarters legal advice is that Gardaí must be much more conservative than police forces in the UK and other parts of Europe for fear of breaching GDPR regulations and data protection laws. Another interesting story there on page 5 of the Irish Times: educators urged to use Irish phrases early. Story by Carl O'Brien, the education editor of the Irish Times. Early years educators and parents are being encouraged to use words, phrases and proverbs in Irish when they interact with babies and toddlers as part of an updated curriculum aimed at boosting children's confidence in the national language. Aistir, the Irish word for journey, is, I hope I pronounced that correctly, actually, was Ireland's first curriculum framework for early childhood education when it was introduced in 2009. And the curriculum has undergone its first update since then and will come into effect in September next year. It's aimed at all children from birth to 6 years in all settings other than primary and special schools and can be used by anyone who supports babies, toddlers and young children learning, such as parents, childminders and early years educators. An interesting aspect to introducing Irish at a very, very young age, and good to see that happening. An opinion piece in the Irish Examiner caught my eye. Cairns was silenced on voting day, as were so many hospital patients. Jennifer Horgan writes, it's odd that we will accept without questioning. She says that the Social Democrats leader was unable to vote last week because she was giving birth. Nobody seemed at all that bothered. We smiled to see the postnatal image released on social media, the little head of her daughter cradled in her arms. Our acceptance of her lost vote places democracy on shaky ground. We either take voting rights seriously or we do not. It's either a fact that every vote counts or it is not. So an interesting reminder there of some of the issues around voting, and certainly affecting people in hospital and pregnant women as well, whether they get the right to vote. Irish Independent Inside: just 1 in 7 consumers plan to do all their shopping online this Christmas. This will be good news for retailers on the high street, no doubt. Shops are holding their ground during the festive season despite the popularity of online shopping. Only 1 in 7 shoppers go fully digital, while half of respondents to a survey plan to spend more online than in physical stores. A quarter of respondents say they still favour shops, and 1 in 5 splits their budget evenly between the two, according to research commissioned by savings platform Raisin Bank. An interesting take there. I tend to do all my shopping in town as well, just very little online, I have to say. Inside the Irish Examiner also, some interesting discovery in Limerick. Lost pieces of Ireland's World War II defences unearthed in Limerick. Previously unrecorded pillboxes dating back to the Second World War have been discovered by archaeologists working on the Foynes to Limerick Road, including the Adair bypass. Around 300 pillboxes were built in Ireland during the early years of the emergency to help defend the country against a possible invasion. Two of those latest finds in Limerick will be preserved in situ, while it's hoped that two more will be moved to intact and housed in a local museum. And just, they were quoting archaeologists there. The historian and senior archaeologist said that Ireland took active steps to secure its independence because of its neutrality during the Second World War. So interesting that the country there actually took steps to defend itself in terms of threats from abroad. And there was fears that an invasion could happen up the Shannon Estuary. And of course, our defences are still topical right now, given the circumstances.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.